Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Define for me the Christian experience, the walk with God. What does that entail? What kind of mindset needs there be in the mind of a disciple of Jesus Christ, walking in the path he has called them to walk? If you take a survey of much of pop religion today, there will probably be some differences, but certainly one simple common denominator, and that is the element of joy. You'll hear that. There's joy. There should be joy. Happiness as a disciple of Jesus Christ, and therefore the picture that we tend to get of the walk of faith in Christ, it is one of great happiness and joy at all times in all circumstances of life. Isaiah appears to see things a little bit differently. Because what Isaiah does here for us, he's speaking to a group of people, mind you, who believe that God has forgotten them, has deserted them. And the obvious reason is they're encountering some kind of trouble. There are some kinds of problems that are in their lives which they think God should do away with, and because he's not doing away with them, well, then he has forgotten about them. That's the mindset of the people that Isaiah speaks these words of our text to, reminding them of the strength that God gives to them. In one of the verses I didn't share with you right now, but we read just a moment ago, Isaiah says he gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. There it is. If you have faith in Jesus Christ, the power of God should be evident in your life. The power to overcome problems and the like. Isaiah doesn't appear to take that approach. Because what Isaiah goes on to do is to outline the ways in which God gives strength and power to his followers. I read it to you just a moment ago. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Well, that first one, Isaiah, we certainly can go along with fairly easily. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. You got that picture in your mind? That majestic bird, that big bird, with wings outstretched, soaring effortlessly through the air. My, what a beautiful picture. Isaiah says those who wait on the Lord will do that. We might say that is the religious high. The high that comes from knowing and firmly believing that God is on his throne and God is controlling all things. The high that usually comes from a life that is not currently experiencing all that many troubles, financially or otherwise. That's the one people strive for. That's the one people look for. But I submit to you that there are times in the human life when such a display of the strength of God is not only inappropriate, but it is downright impossible. Attend a funeral, and you will not see very many people soaring on wings like eagles. What you will see is a lot of tears and heartache and pain. For someone to come into such a situation as that, giddy because of the power of God is with them, is inappropriate. and most often impossible. No, not everyone is going to experience soaring on wings like eagles all the time. Those same people who are not may very well be told by those who are, well, then there's something wrong with your faith. There isn't, Isaiah says. Because Isaiah continues on. And he says, those who wait on the Lord will run, and they won't get tired. Picture a marathon runner here, right? Running and running and running and running and not getting tired. Well, that isn't too bad of a Christian experience either, is it? Well, you got a problem? You take the bull by its horns and you wrestle with it until you get the better of your problem. You do something about it. You can do it. But I submit to you, there are many problems in life whose horns we cannot take, and that we cannot wrestle to the ground and defeat it. Again, travel with me to the funeral home. And there see the corpse lying in the casket. Take that problem of death, you person of faith. Wrestle with it and defeat it. Can't be done. No, running and not growing tired is not going to be the everyday experience of the walk of faith. But Isaiah isn't done. He says there's one more. Those who wait on the Lord will walk and not become weary. Well, compared to soaring on wings like eagles and wrestling with a problem and coming out on top, this doesn't sound like much of a religious experience at all. In fact, I would submit to you, however, that such is the most common religious experience of all. It is the most common form that the strength of God takes in an individual's life who looks to him in faith. You'll walk and not grow weary. Go with me into the hospital room, to the bedside of one in pain and dying, a loved one. You don't go in there soaring with wings like eagles. You know this is a problem you're not going to get the better of. All you can do is walk. Trudge along one weary step after another. And know that there is someone with you to uphold you and to grant you his comfort. And that is our Lord himself. It doesn't sound like much of a religious experience at all. But to know that in those times of life, when the problems seem insurmountable and maybe even are insurmountable from our viewpoint, to know that there is someone there to help us pick one foot up after the other and to keep moving and to keep moving on in faith is tremendous help indeed. Oh, Isaiah knew, all right. He, if anybody, knew what the walk of faith in God entailed. Thank God, indeed, for those times when all is right. You're soaring on wings like eagles. Thank God if you are able to tackle a problem in your life and with his help, get the better of it, whatever it might be. But give thanks to God also, and don't think he has forgotten you when he calls you to walk and trudge along in simple faith in his comfort and in his goodness. They who wait on the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Amen.